Oh, the learning today, as always, should be a schussi l'nishmas Adir Chava Chaim Olos Ben Shem Shenarye, as well as a schussi l'nishmas of Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. Should also be a schuss for Fuch Shlema for Chaim Moshe Shua Ben Malka Chaim Doi Ben Menorachol Chanalei Abashen Derachol and Abadati Ben Perol, as well as a schuss for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect Eretz Yisrael. So we are going to start and do really the entire topic of Bikurim today, and before you roll your eyes and say this is irrelevant, he's going to actually not talk about the historical mitzvah of Bikurim, but rather how it actually applies today. So let's begin. We're on page 322. Bikurim hi mitzvah achas mitaryag mitzvahs. Bikurim is one of the 613 mitzvahs. Shahayisan ayeges bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. The mitzvah saseh itself is relevant during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. We know you would take the first fruit of the Shevas Minim and you would bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash. But there is a similar concept in existence today, Shahari Amru, because the Gemara in Ksuba says, if someone gives a present to a Talmud Chacham, it's like he brought Bikurim. Why? Because the Talmud Chacham has the Shechina resting on him, just like the Shechina rested in the Beis HaMikdash. And he's going to take that food, just like we would take the food and elevate it by bringing it as Bikurim, so too the Talmud Chacham is going to elevate that food and make it holy by using it in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you give the Kayin the food, it's as if he's putting it on the Mizbeach. And so therefore, that's why when you give a Talmud Chacham a present, it's considered as if you brought Bikurim. So you have people that say, I feel bad. Or maybe they say, I feel bad the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Or maybe they say, I don't know, how am I supposed to feel bad? Am I supposed to feel any sort of connection to the Beis HaMikdash? I never experienced it. Like, in what way can I show that I actually missed the Beis HaMikdash? Or you have people that say that it bothers them, that the Beis HaMikdash is not around and we can't fulfill our obligations. So we can't do the mitzvahs that were relevant when the Beis HaMikdash stood. It says, you want to know how to tell if the person's telling the truth. If the person really cares, if the person really wants to make some sort of effort, or if the person really is bothered by the fact that he can't be mekayim the mitzvahs, he says, kasha yekayim ha-mitzvah she'ein dugmasa v'ashem v'koich ha-lasas yaseh. If you do them in whatever format, it's still relevant, and if you do them to the extent that you can, so then that shows that you really missed the mitzvah, and that shows that you really want to do something to try to have some sort of connection to the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning that if we're saying now that giving a present to a Talmid Chacham is the equivalent of Bikurim, and you say, I want to do something to show my connection to the Beis HaMikdash, so give a present to a Talmid Chacham, give him a present of food, and in that way, you will demonstrate that I can't do Bikurim the way it was written in the Torah, but I'm doing it to the best of my ability today. And that shows to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you get credit, that if the Bikurim was around today, you would get credit for doing the mitzvah of Bikurim. The says, any person who their heart is motivated to bring nachas ruach to Hashem, basically, whatever you buy, whatever you bring into your home, the choicest food, you should take a chelik of it and give it to a Talmid Chacham. Dagon, tirosh, yitzar, grains, wine, oil, and really anything else you buy for the house. You buy a good steak. It might be a little bit weird and awkward when you show up at the Rav's house to give him a piece of a steak, but really that's what we're saying. You buy a nice, good steak. You should go shop. When you go shopping, you buy a piece for the Rav and you give it to the Rav as a present. And you tell the Rav, I know it's weird, I know it sounds awkward, but the reason I'm doing it is I want to be Mekayim the mitzvah Bikurim. Yeah, frishut chila, chalkam la'Hashem. And in this way, you're first separating a chelik to Hashem. He says, either give it to people who learn Torah or give it to poor people that are upstanding individuals. The Yadua, it's well known, ki gadla mailas hatzadaka b'nois ne'mile de'beisa de'mekarva an'osan. He says the better level of giving tzedakah is not to give money. Because if you give money, so now they still have to go out and spend the money. But if you give them the actual food, so you save them a step in the process. So he's saying, and I don't know if the Aniyim nowadays, you know, if Yitzchak would tell you, don't give me a dollar, give me a can of soup. I don't know if he would say that. But he's saying, at least in his days, it was better to give them the can of soup because you save them the trip to the grocery store. Have to buy it. Says it's similar to the mitzvah of Bikurim, and it's going to help bring bracha on your home. So a person says, how is Bikurim relevant today? It's not relevant in any way. You say, not true. You give a present to a Talmid Chacham, a present of food, the best food that you bring into your house. And in that way, you get credit for doing the mitzvah of Bikurim. The Hein Bechlal mitzvahs Bikurim Shem writes on the Chalik Banav, he says, included in this is that when you distribute your wealth to your children, okay, this is actually mamish what we're learning in the daf. When you're dividing up your money amongst your children, he says, you look at your money. Now, all your kids tell you they want to sit and learn. You don't have enough to support all of them. So you want to divide some of your money to those who are going to be able to sit and learn. The ones who you don't have to, you are not able to support are going to go to college and go get a job. So that they, you know, what are those other children going into business to be zvulun, to be able to support their siblings that are going to sit and learn. Something I never heard before. He says that if you're looking at your children, you're saying, which child should I ideally pick? If I can only pick one or a limited number of children to sit and learn and the rest will have to go out and work, he says, ideally, you should pick your Bechor. You can pick your Bechor. He should be the one that should be sitting and learning. Why? Because the pasuk says, l'davar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kaddish li kol b'char, be mekaddish to me the Bechor, which the idea is that when you're choosing children to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ideal is to use the oldest child, meaning ideally it should be the Bechor. Except, obviously, if your oldest son is not in that, it's not in his capabilities, and there's another son that's sharper, there's another son that's more, you know, it's more in his nature to sit and learn, and he'll be more successful. And the older child is not interested or it's not up his alley. So what are you going to do in that case? Obviously, you pick whichever child you have, he says. But all things being equal, if you have to pick one, meaning they're all interested in going into Klei Kodesh, but you can only support one or two, one of those that you support should be the oldest child, again, all things being equal. You should make your effort as much as you can that your oldest child at least should be a Tamachacham. He says, besides for the fact that there is an aspect of Bikurim in bringing the first of your children as to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, practical. He says, you know what's going to happen? If a younger child, a younger sibling is going to become the Talmud Chacham, and he's going to demand all the respect. So not only is he going to be demanding respect of others, but the older child is going to have to show respect and stand up in honor of the younger child. He says, worse than the grave is jealousy. It's going to create a feud. It's going to create this jealousy and contention between the brothers. Says, if the oldest child is a Talmid Chacham, then you have no problem because you have to stand up anyway for the older brother. You have to show him kavod, just like we learned in the daf. Like the stones of Noipech Saper and Yalim of the Kohen Gadol, and meaning that it's going to be things are going to fall into place beautifully. The Ish al Yava, and everyone will come to their destination in peace. So a new idea here, really two ideas. The first is about trying to bring presents to Talmid Chacham, bring a present to the Rav, a present of food. It should be a delicacy. It should be something. You bring the Rav a meatball. You bring the Rav a nice bottle of wine. So you stop. You don't have to. You don't need an excuse. You show up at the Rav's door and you explain to the Rav, "I'm doing this because we learned the Peliyahids that I want to be Mekayim some aspect of Bikurim." And in that way, you give a daring to a Talmid Chacham. And the second part is about investing effort in your Bechor, that there is an aspect of Kaddish Li Kol Bechor, about trying to elevate your Bechor to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those who have girls, it doesn't sound like that's relevant. It sounds only the Bechor, meaning the male children. So if you have a male child who's an adult, if all things are equal, you should steer him in that direction, but at the very least, put in your efforts to try to get him to be someone who is Isaac in Torah. Okay.